Elizabeth Elliot says that God knows the end from the beginning. He loves us, He is wise, He's powerful, and He calls us to put our faith in Him. Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, author of over 20 books, including Secure in the Everlasting Arms and God's Guidance, A Slow and Certain Light. As you put your faith in the solid rock, study the unchanging word with us today. Here's Elizabeth Elliot.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says, and underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend Elizabeth Elliot, talking today with a guest, my friend Gail Summers. I am absolutely delighted to have you here today, Gail. One of the questions that comes to us again and again deals with mothers who must work, or should mothers not work? Anything related to that? Well, because the only time I was a mother, I was a missionary, and my work was right there in my own home. And when I went to Indian homes, I was able to take my daughter with me. So I never had the problem of having to go out of my home to earn money and find babysitters and that sort of thing. And my friend Gail, who is a former student of mine when I was an adjunct professor at Gordon-Conwell Seminary in Massachusetts, is a very articulate woman. She was one of my outstanding students. And because she is a mother of three young children and has done some very clear and serious thinking about this whole matter, she is my guest this morning. I'd like you to tell us, first of all, Gail, just a little bit about who you are. Tell us about your life, where you're from.
Well, I live in Essex, Massachusetts, and I'm married to Gary and have three children. Their names are Geneva, Gary, and Leah. And I am a person who got married at the age of 30, so that I feel as if I've had two lives. I had one life, a long life, it seemed, as a single person, and then got married at the age of 30 and started having children. So now I'm 40 and still have young children. I never imagined that I would be 40 years old chasing a little kid around in diapers, but here I am, and that's pretty much the story of my life. Before I got married, I worked in a church, on the staff of a church with women. It was a university church, so that I worked primarily with women students, and at that time had a lot of opportunity to think about women's issues. Of course, that's what the students wanted to talk about, young women. So I thought about women's issues from the point of view of being a single person, and now that I'm married with children, I'm still thinking about women's issues from a different point of view. The thinking that I have done most recently concerns the issue that I see so troubling to so many of my friends, and that is, should a woman who has small children get a job? Should we work? Because I think, well, for a lot of reasons. One is that in this day and age, it's very hard for a family to manage on one income. And I suppose that differs from section to section in the country. In the section where I live, in the place where I live, it is very hard to manage on one income.
Well, it's certainly true, and our mail indicates that many people are struggling with this. I know you didn't grow up in Essex, Gail.
No,
tell us where you're from, a little bit about the kind of home you came from.
I grew up in New Orleans, and I lived in a family that was not Christian. Actually, our family was anything but Christian. We had a very troubled family life. For a long, long time. In fact, most of the time that I lived at home, our family life was very troubled.
How many children?
Two. I had a younger brother. And my parents had a very unhappy marriage. But my mother became a Christian just about the same time that I did. I became a Christian when I was 18. My mother made a profession of faith around that time, but didn't really make much progress in the Christian life until about 6 years ago. And then she decided that the Christian life was the one for her. After having a nervous breakdown, she realized that nothing that psychology had to say was really the answer to her problems. And she started reading the Bible again, going back to church, and became a wonderful Christian person. And the miraculous thing about my family is that my mother, in the middle of a very dead marriage, absolutely dead, years and years of not just indifference, but really active hatred on both sides, my mother found the grace to love my father, and she began to be the obedient wife that the scripture portrays, that most of us wonder is really possible. She began to be the obedient, loving wife, and her love completely conquered my father, completely overcame him, and my father turned around and then gave his life to the Lord, became a Christian himself, had tuberculosis, was diagnosed with tuberculosis, suffered physically for about 2.5 years, but died a glorious and wonderful death.
Well, I'm so glad you told us that story, Gail. I didn't realize that that was your background myself, and as those who have been listening to me know, I came from a very strong Christian background, and so I'm sure that many listeners who have listened to my story have said, oh, well, I can never possibly do it that way because I didn't have that kind of a background. And here you are telling us a story of a real transformation. I have never seen that kind of a transformation either in my own life or in the lives of my family members because they were all Christians. But what a testimony that Jesus Christ made a visible and really radical difference in your individual lives and in your home life.
Right. And I would say that any person looking at my parents' marriage would have said, this is a marriage that deserves divorce. The world would have said,
there's
this
no
one is going
whatsoever
into the divorce court. There is no hope here. There have been too many years of indifference and hatred and misunderstanding. But I have never seen anything like it either. Let me say that I have never seen anything like what my mother did when she decided that God had been so merciful to her that she could do nothing but respond in obedience. I have never seen anything like it. I have never seen a woman more resolute in her conviction that being a Christian was going to make a difference in her marriage. And so slowly, without any change on my father's part, I want to say that, without any change on my father's part. My father was still basically the same miserable person that he'd been for 30 years. Mm. My mother began rebuilding the marriage without preaching to him, without giving him any tracts to read, without dragging him to church. She simply took one day at a time and focused on him. I will love him. He is my husband. This is what God wants me to do. And my mother didn't know what the outcome of her love was going to be. She only took one day at a time being obedient. The outcome was that my father, as I said, was undone.
He had never seen her obedient before and submissive.
No, he had never seen her loving and kind and gentle. Mm. She had always been there ready to defend herself and her rights and get her line in on the argument. And my father was, you know, taken aback, flipped over, and I could see the change in my father. This is long before he became a Christian. I could see my father becoming a human being. And I was so surprised and happy, of course, and still didn't dream that he would ever himself become a Christian. But bit by bit, he was curious to know, why are you like this? What is making you this way? What is happening to you? And as she would explain in bits and pieces, my father wanted what she had. And I still feel as if God could win my father, he can win anybody who walks, any husband who walks the face of the earth.
That
because my
tremendous.
Father had failed in every respect.
That is tremendous. And I just think we're going to have you come back and talk about submission, because one of the other questions that comes so frequently is, how can a Christian wife submit to a non-Christian husband?
Mm-hmm.
And I would love to talk about that today, but we've promised that we're going to talk a little bit about working mothers.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'm glad we have this background. You know where Gail is coming from, a very, very different kind of a story than where I'm coming from, which is simply evidence that the Word of God does apply to us, doesn't it? If we've been nurtured in it, if we have not been nurtured in it, we are adults and we can take new decisions and new responsibility according to the Word of God. One more question before we get into the real nitty-gritty of the working mothers. Just, can you tell me how an ordinary day goes for you?
Yes. Well, an ordinary day for me is chaos in the beginning, chaos in the middle, and chaos at the end. My children are all very frisky. And I have to say this at the outset about myself. And the reason why I do think I have some credibility on the subject of working mothers. I am not a person for whom mothering comes naturally, not at all. I am not a domestic type of person. I am not a person who gets along well with children. In fact, I don't really like children, if you want to know the truth. Children and I don't really mix very well. Nevertheless, I have the three children. I love my children, and I know that my responsibility is to be there with them so that my days are chaotic. The children take up a lot of my time just in the routine things of, Mommy, can I do this? Mommy, can I eat that? Can we go outside to play? So that I feel as if I'm really up to my armpits in children for most of the day. The children are all in bed by 8 o'clock so that my husband and I have about 2 hours of quiet time together, which I look forward to. In fact, most of the day I'm thinking about those 2 hours. And then I go to bed and we get up and we start all over again. Chaos.
Well, we're going to have to ask our listeners to be sure and tune in again tomorrow because we're not getting to all these questions. But I think that all of you will have enjoyed hearing what Gail has to say about her past life and her present life. It's not all perfection, and God knows that in none of our lives is there perfection. But God does have some answers, and for you working mothers, I wish you could have heard the way Gail prayed for you this morning as the three of us prayed together here in the studio. Remember that every experience, if offered up to Jesus, can be your gateway to joy.
Anything, if offered to God, can and will become your gateway to joy. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.